Come on, come on. Turn a little faster.
Come on, come on. World will follow after. Come on, come on. Everybody's after love.
That was terrible.
I missed it.
Well done.
Yeah,
you're welcome. That was good. All right. Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Lucas and I here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. First things first, we're going to try and do more talking about something.
We don't do that.
We don't. We're bad at it. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. We're bad at it. But I think that's our charm. You know? That's
it?
Like, it's like when your grandma, like, you know, pinches your cheek and goes, oh, that's nice. You tried. That's what we should do. We're going to try.
Yeah.
See what we can do.
I don't know about trying.
Well, no. We have to try.
Okay. All right, we'll do a little
bit
of that.
We're going to try. We'll try a little bit. We want to get back into, because when we started, it was music.
It was just music.
That was what the pod was about. It quickly changed.
And it has devolved
into just us being the worst.
Yeah.
So we do want to get it back to music. We need to start getting guests again.
Love to have some guests.
Just a lot of things that, you know, Lucas and I have to do ourselves. So we're cranking through. We're pushing through.
Yep.
And here we are. But we went to trivia last night.
Yeah, we did go to trivia.
And let me tell you, first of all, there's this new thing that a lot of trivia places are doing where you use one person's phone to put the answers in. I don't like that. I like the piece of paper.
The piece of paper.
I like old school. You get a piece of paper.
You spill a little beer on it.
Exactly. Like they have to interpret what your answer is. You know, they don't know if that's an R or an N.
Ooh.
You know, it's
right,
hard.
Right.
But basically I realized because I got a drink, I was like, oh, this drink looks really good. And then I realized it was just an espresso martini. I've never had one. They're delicious.
Really?
Oh, I'm a big espresso martini guy.
Because the way you talked about it last night, you're like, it's just an espresso martini. And I was like, well, that sounds good.
Well, because I thought it was something special.
Oh, like it was like a drink
a
they made up.
A special coffee
something.
Drink that they made up. But it was just an espresso martini with a different name that they came up with.
Oh, what'd they call it?
Espresso Mama?
Those are good. If you've never had an Espresso Mama, they're amazing.
I don't know what it was called, but it was good.
Yeah, espresso. There were beans in there, weren't there?
There were three beans. They didn't put beans in the first time. The second one, there was three beans. And I've heard that three beans is the correct amount of beans to put.
It's certainly not zero.
If it's like two or more than three, then it's like supposed to be like, it's like bad. Like you don't want that. It's like bad luck.
No, it's really bad. It's like the amount of nipples you have.
Yes.
Three is perfect.
Well, okay. I disagree.
Is that not everybody else?
I disagree. All right. Not everybody's you. But yeah, so I'm an espresso martini guy now.
That's cool.
I'll say it. And I don't even like vodka.
Do you like martinis?
Usually no. Although I've never had a dirty martini. I feel like I'd enjoy it because I like olives.
Is that what makes them dirty? The olive?
The olive juice that they put in. Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
You love a good olive juice.
I had a martini once.
Pickle juice?
Pickle juice.
Do you like pickleback shots?
I love pickleback shots.
I'm not a big fan.
Really?
Yeah. It's just
you like whiskey.
I do like whiskey and I like pickles.
Yeah.
The thing is together I don't like.
To me, they're both enhanced. Both made better.
Really?
I think so. Yeah. I had a martini once.
Why?
Cassie. Why what?
Why is it enhanced?
Well, the flavors they add up. They don't subtract, in my opinion.
You know I don't do math. I'll believe you though.
Okay, thank you.
No, that's why I have you here.
Well, that's the thing is like the whiskey is very like bitter and like has like I don't know these notes of something, and then it's pickle juice.
Correct.
It's
and that's all it is. Now I did see. Do you know who Tipsy Bartender is?
No.
So he's this guy on. He's been on YouTube forever, but he just makes like the craziest fucking drinks, like just weird shit. And he has his own like brand of stuff. But he did this video where he just like hollows out a pickle and puts the whiskey in the pickle.
Oh, shit.
You take the shot and then just eat the pickle.
Oh, like you just.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's sick.
And I was like, I would do that.
Well, it's like a little piece of pickle.
Well, it's a snack.
That is a snack.
You get a snack and a drink.
Yeah. That's delicious.
I always prefer to have a snack with my drink.
No, if I'm not. That's something I haven't had ever is like bar peanuts. Or like bar...
You don't like bar nuts?
Or like bar pretzels? I've never had
them.
I want them. I've never been to a
salty snack at a bar that just... it hits right. But I do have to say, sometimes when I'm in the mood for it, I'll just, if you go to a bar and you just get a light beer with some buffalo wings, and it's just the best, man. It just hits hard.
That was you in Ohio, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was, that was like Buffalo Wild Wings. I want like dive bar wings.
Right,
like
right.
Fried dive bar wings.
That sounds delicious. Good. You're getting me all worked up. Why are you doing that?
Why am I sucking on this water?
That's not what I meant. Oh. I meant I want wings.
I'm thirsty. I meant
chicken wings.
I'm thirsty. Yeah, I'm thirsty. But
it sounds like you're thirsty.
Whatever. But yeah, I want some salty snacks.
Yeah, salty snacks are good. Yeah. I haven't had a drink recently that's like really blown me away. At a Nathan Fielder, when we went to the Alligator Lounge.
You keep talking about the Alligator Lounge.
Yeah, would you like to go?
I wasn't there.
Would you like to go?
I'd like to go.
We could meet another man. Bring him home.
Could be Japanese. We don't know. It's really
Aaron, I don't think you'd get through it. I don't think you'd be able to meet somebody and bring him home.
No, I would not.
Because you want to know, you know what proved that to me today?
Today, what happened?
So this guy, somebody rings our buzzer for somebody rang our buzzer to like drop something off.
I forgot about this.
And like I pressed the button, like hello, and he's like FedEx, and I went okay, and I had my guitar on me because I was playing, and I started playing. Numday 1970. I'm like, thank you for listening to my new hit single 1970 by Citrus Max. And he's like trying to deliver like packages and it's just playing over like the intercom.
Yep.
I was just thinking of that TikTok of that girl who hops on the subway. Yeah. She's like, this is my new song. Sorry. And everyone's like, fuck you.
Yeah, everyone's like, fuck off.
But when I did that, Aaron ran into my room because it was the closest way to get away from whatever I was doing.
Yeah, and I covered my ears.
Did you really?
I covered my ears, yes.
You're a child.
I am a child. I don't like that. Awkwardness makes me so uncomfortable that I just like shut down as a human being. But I need to get better at that. I need to get better at not doing that.
Dude, if you're going to be around me, you're going to...
Well, I mean, Lucas, I feel like I was much worse. Now that I'm around you, I just have to be like, all right, this is happening.
Yeah. So yeah. That was the only thing you could do with Yusuke.
Like, for example, we haven't talked about this on the pod. When we walked to Popeye's, there were two women behind us.
Uh-huh.
And you brought a pick. You pull out a pick and you start air guitaring in the middle of the fucking street. And then I believe
when I made
you did
noises.
This. Yeah, you made noises. And I believe, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I saw you do this. Did you offer the pick to them to play?
Oh, I don't think so.
Damn it. I thought you did. I thought I turned for a minute and saw you go, like as if you were like, you want to turn?
No, I did look at them though, because I went, like really loud. And then I turned and
this is in the middle of the street outside of a Popeyes.
Yeah. And they're staring at me. They're very, they didn't like what I did.
No, they hated it.
And I looked at them and I went, I just gave him like a smile and a nod because I'm like, yeah.
They fucking hated you. they hated you. They knew we were going to Popeyes too. They could tell.
Oh, yeah. You don't air guitar in front of a Popeyes and not walk in.
Right.
I've set my scene.
They expect you to go in.
I've been territorial. Mm-hmm. I'd like to eat now.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get you over the hump a bit.
I think you need to because I wanna get better at not giving a shit what people think of me. I care too much.
It's
I care
tough.
Fart.
It is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is what it is.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I noticed you're wearing the shirt.
You can still buy this, by the way. Still buy it. I am working. We're working on a store. We have to finish that.
Oh.
See, the thing is, the problem with our break, our long break that we had is that we had a talk, I remember, before I went home and found my apartment collapsing. Like this is what we're going to do. Like, I had a plan.
Yeah, we had a big
plan. This is what's going to happen.
That's right.
And then my life collapsed. So we have a lot of stuff that we need to get back to. But yeah.
Yeah.
This is a shirt you can get on Redbubble right now, but we're working on making our own store.
Yeah, and you can get the cup as well.
Just one for a mug.
The mug.
There's other shirts that we're working on. I'm thinking about doing other stuff based on our segments that we do, some different merch for segments, like, you know, stickers, some magnets maybe. There's a shirt I'm working on that says, can't teach that hustle.
Mm. Yeah, I've been liking those.
I'm excited about that one. It's like a reddish maroon shirt. Oh, it's cool. I'm excited for that one.
Can we get some Spanx? Can we get some like tight underwear?
Do you want to get Spanx? Okay,
just one fern Spanx.
Sure, I'm down. It'll suck our gut in.
Oh yeah.
Or my gut. Not to, I don't want to put you in that category.
Oh, I got one.
But I got a beer gut. What can I say? I got to get back to the gym.
Yeah. So here's an idea that was pitched to me by the famous Aunt Boo Boo.
Oh, Aunt Boo Boo.
Aunt Boo Boo, listen. Thank you, Aunt Boo Boo.
Did she listen to our last episode?
Yeah, she liked it.
Oh, she did. She
liked it.
What'd they say about the salamander thing that I said? Did they mention it?
They didn't. Mm. They didn't. The two of them didn't mention it. However, they did mention the salamanders. They apparently, those specific types of salamanders live underneath ferns.
Really?
Yeah. Like they're fern
salamanders. They live underneath my skin. I'm furious with that. I want them gone.
Crawling in you like in The Mummy with Brendan Fraser.
Ugh. Oh, good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Great movie, Brendan Fraser.
But apparently, she thinks that they should be our mascots because they live under ferns. And they're adorable. And they have names. Their names are Larry and Louise.
Can I hate our mascots?
That's kind of funny. We don't have a mascot.
What if we had just like what? I don't know. Do you think merch would sell with them on it?
It's cute.
Okay.
People love a little cute. All right.
I don't want them to be our official mascot. Well, they can be our unofficial mascot.
I see. That's what I'm thinking.
Our mascot's a fern.
Yeah, like you know the little teddy bears for like Grateful Dead stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not the logo. That's not the mascot. Right. But you see them every now and then.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. We can do that. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Well, there you go. All
right. Unofficial. Unofficial, but hey, you know,
well, I'll take it.
Sure. Mm. I'm never touching them or going near them.
No, you don't have to.
I will never go
near them. You don't have to wear it. I will handle the salamander essence.
You're going to handle it.
I'll handle it.
All right.
I need to make it up to Amber.
That will show me you're going to do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will do it. But first, I would like to apologize because I do need to make it up to Aunt Boo Boo.
What did you do?
This is one of the more embarrassing. How you have those stories of like you're at like in bed and you're like thinking at night and you like can't fall asleep. You're like, why the fuck did I do that?
Oh yeah, why did I say that? Yeah, that happens too often.
What's wrong with me?
But that's caring about what people think.
That is exactly that.
Keeps you up at night's anxiety.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to apologize to Aunt Boo Boo about this, and I was never able to muster the courage. But I fucked up. I fucked up bad. I was pretty old. I was in college, I think, maybe.
Lucas, you've done a lot of dumb things.
Yeah.
Being pretty old.
So I went over to her house where I was hanging out, where I was visiting with Aunt Boo Boo,
okay,
Uncle Bob. And they gave me my birthday card.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened it, read it, and went, that's nice. I enjoyed it. I took out the money. And I threw it out right in front of her immediately. Like I went, oh, awesome. Thank you so much. And me, I walked over. I opened. It was like it's one of those underneath, like in the cabinet ones. Like you have to try hard to get there.
Oh, you have to try. It wasn't like a sneaky thing. It was like pulled out, dropped it in.
And I went, and then I looked up and she was like the look on her face. I was like, in my head, I don't know why. I was like, well, I mean, it's just a card, you know. Most of them end up in the trash. It's so wrong. Like, that's so wrong.
It is wrong. It is wrong.
That was very terrible. I feel very bad.
It was very bad and very wrong of you. However, to think that we're going to keep the card is crazy.
Right? There's so many
you
cards.
You can't be thinking that we're going to keep the card. If you send me a card, I will read it.
I will read it.
And I will discard. The reason it's called discard is because you get the card. Gift card, discard.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's where that word comes from.
Right, exactly. So when you get it, you open. At least I'm not opening it like this and then just like throwing it out. Like, I'll read it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank you. Gone. Because now I have money. Now I have my money.
Right. Now you
unless there's a gift card in it.
And then we're pissed.
Then we're pissed.
Now we're pissed.
Right.
Now we're stomping that.
So I understand that. I get why you were
upset. Get my train of thought.
Well, you were like, why'd I do that? Because I would also be like, well, what the fuck? You know, I got you this nice card. And I
would be very upset.
Because you, again,
I'm very sorry.
You expect them to throw it out, but to do it in front of them is
immediately,
rude.
Like, yeah.
It's a bit rude.
I'm with you. You can't keep cards unless they write something really nice. Which,
right.
You know. Well, everything people write is nice, but some things are a bit nicer.
Some things are a bit nicer.
Yeah. I love that. That's the discard. That's where that comes from.
It's the discard. You know it's the discard. But so something that we were talking about salty snacks earlier, and I was gonna bring this up, but I forgot. I hate pistachios.
Why?
Actually, no, I don't hate them. I think they're too much work for what you're getting.
Well, you're getting work. That's part of the deal.
Well, I'd rather just pop the nuts in my mouth.
They make them like that,
but they're more
expensive. You can get them,
but
like
they're more expensive.
Yeah,
but I don't want to do the work. Why would I not just go buy peanuts?
Don't you pay people to do work for you?
Yes. But I'm not gonna spend. What are you talking about? I'm confused. What are you? Are we on the same team?
No.
I don't think we've ever been on the same team.
I don't think we agree on anything.
Damn, that's really upsetting.
I love pistachios, and I love putting in the work for them.
No.
Yeah, they're like little puzzles.
It digs into your hand. You get an owie.
I love owies. I love sticking both of my thumbnails in there and pulling apart until they tear off.
What if it breaks your nails?
Nails?
What if it breaks your nails?
Then I'll buy new ones.
You're not going to buy a new nail.
Why not?
Where are you going to buy a new nail from?
The nail store.
With what money?
The money I earned from nail.com advertising.
You did nail. Nail.com, please pay us for ads. I didn't know nail.com existed.
Probably. Somebody probably has nail.com.
I don't think.
I gotta say, I think pistachios are delicious.
Do you think nail.com's a porn site?
Well, I'm gonna say 6 out of 10. 60% chance it's a porn site.
I would say at least 60% chance.
Or it's
where you buy like hardwoods, like nails.
Oh, like nails.
Nails for like hardware.
No, but you're thinking nail.
I'm thinking nail.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet they got on that early.
Yeah, someone did, for sure. So like, someone bought it out.
Like bone.
Someone bought that domain fast.
Bone.com. Probably not about bones.
Yeah. All those weird .coms. But yeah, I'm out on pistachios just because like I don't want to put in all that work and then it hurts. It's ouchy. And then you have to like, then you got to eat one and then you got to go back for one more. Like you just get one little tiny nut.
Do you like them?
Yeah, they're not bad.
They're not bad.
Yeah, they're good.
They're one of the best nuts. What's the best nut?
Cashews.
Yeah, cashews are probably the best.
Walnuts.
I like walnuts.
And
pistachios.
Honey roasted peanuts.
Nope.
You like honey roasted peanuts?
Nope.
Don't like pecans. Them. Delicious.
Oh, pecans.
Pecans. That's what other ones are there?
You know where that comes from?
Macadamia? No.
You don't like macadamia nuts?
I do, but they're not top.
They're not top tier.
Cashews are the best. Cashews, walnuts for me. If I get a nice cashew walnut combo, please.
Cashew walnut. That sounds amazing.
It's delicious with a little chocolate chip in
there. See, but those are always expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are. But I can take a whole handful, shove them in my mouth.
Here's my issue.
If my mouth isn't full.
Do you get them flavored?
No. Well, sometimes peanuts, yes.
Peanuts. I had somebody the other night, I was working at the studio, and they brought me a snack, and they got me honey roasted and salted cashews. And I was distraught.
What?
They were terrible.
Yeah.
They were,
I don't think cashews needs cashews. The flavor.
Well, that's the thing. I want the cashew flavor.
Right. I don't think cashews need
just
it.
Sugar.
I do love honey roasted, but honey roasted and salted. Seems like too much. Was it real powdery?
Yeah.
That's a bit much. That's a bit much.
I just want cashews.
Yeah. I also prefer them, honestly, I prefer them not to be salted.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they put a lot of salt.
How do they get that much salt?
My sodium level is through the roof already, so I don't need to be eating extra sodium with my nuts.
That's why you got those wipes
from
Manscaped. Our sponsor of today's video.
I wish. If Manscaped sponsored us, I'd cry. I'd be so happy. We could get just like their new products.
That would be great.
That'd be great. I can't wait to have sponsors.
I would be so happy to like run ads for Manscaped.
Oh, yeah. I love Manscaped. I'll run ads for anyone if you're paying us. I'll run ads for anyone.
A dollar. Give us a dollar.
Give us a dollar and I'll run your ad.
I'll do a 5-minute ad for a dollar.
No. No. I'll do a 30-second ad.
I'll do a 30-second
ad. For a dollar.
We won't do a 5-minute ad. No, I'll do a 5-minute ad and I'll post it anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I'll do it.
Perfect. Do that.
I'll do it.
I will not be a part of it. It will not be under the Just One Firm brand.
No.
TM. Okay. Trademarked.
Is this, are we trademarked?
Yeah. I don't think we are because you know why? I haven't done it. There's no one else that would have. Yeah. But with back to nuts, there's a brief story that I want to tell about my mother real quick. My mom, we were once on, and this is something my sister and my brother and I say all the time. I mean, every time we are together, we say this thing. And it's something my mom said when we were on a cruise together. My mom got seasick on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
But at first, she didn't think it was seasickness. She thought it was just like maybe from food or like her stomach was off or something like that. And she walks over to the table. We're all scarfing down some food from the buffet. We're feeling fine. And she goes, I need some nuts. And we say that all the time. We say it all the time. Because it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life because she was so serious.
I need some nuts.
What do you mean? She just like needs, like she snacks on almonds all day.
Oh, she's so, an almond gal.
She's an almond. She does unsalted almonds all day.
Damn. But she needed this.
I need some nuts.
What does that mean? What is she?
I don't know.
Did she grab?
Lucas,
she grabbed
that's why it's funny is because we have no idea what it means. We don't know how the nuts would help. She was seasick. So.
I don't think.
I don't know. Mom,
honey,
still
sorry.
The funniest thing. Still the funniest thing ever. So
it's called your mom, honey. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. I hated it.
Yeah, I felt bad about it.
Take it back.
I'd like
right
to. Now. Can I apologize?
Yeah, take it back.
I'd like to apologize.
Okay,
that.
Good. Take it back.
Yeah.
So really quickly, Lucas, I have a question for you. What is something that is invisible that you wish you could see?
Do you have an answer? Or do you
no,
want,
I'm asking
want
you. I'm asking. I have an answer, but I'm asking you.
What is something that is invisible?
That is invisible. So you can't see it.
That I wish I could see.
That you wish you could see. Yeah.
Nothing. I can't think of anything.
Smelly breath.
Ooh. Ooh, B.O.
B.O.
I'd love
B.O.
to see B.O.
Yes.
Yeah.
But to know if you're going to interact with someone or not.
Yeah. To like go, I don't know.
Oh, maybe
so.
I, like if you go on, this is perfect. If you were to go onto the subway, like you're about to get on the subway, you see one car is filled with BO, and the other one's clear air. You go
that
to that one.
By far the worst part of the subway.
Yeah.
Is some stinky.
Some stinky dude.
Yeah.
Well, is that, yeah, I think the stinky thing is worse than like someone performing.
I can ignore a performance.
True.
I can't ignore
that's true.
Smell.
You can't stop smelling.
You can't
yeah.
stop it.
That's very fair. Yeah, I was gonna say so BO or stinky breath.
That's a great one. Damn, okay. That's
because I don't really want to see like oxygen or like anything like that. I don't need to see
that. Yeah, that's what
that.
I was thinking. I'm like oxygen, like radio waves, like
yeah,
that would
you don't really need to see it. Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, maybe like people's thoughts.
Invisible ink. The back of the Declaration of Independence.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. You could see through Nicolas Cage's clothes.
Ghosts. Would you want to see ghosts? Assuming ghosts exist.
Didn't think about that. That's scary.
That would be scary. Imagine seeing every ghost.
And there's a lot. If they're real, there's a lot. So no, yeah. I wouldn't like that. I would not like that.
What if they're really nice?
I still wouldn't like that.
But freak out.
I'd rather have the mystery. I'd rather think that they're not real.
I would want to know they're real.
No, I don't think
I would want to know.
No, thank you.
No?
No, thank you.
Think of all the things you could do.
What? What are you going to do?
Well, you know, like when you die, that's not it.
Yeah, I don't really want to.
Okay, no ghosts. We don't like ghosts.
I'm ready to die.
All right, Aaron. I got something for you.
All right, hit me.
Would you rather? This is a would you rather.
Oh, okay.
Is it better
Oh, so it's a different question. It's not a
would you rather. Is it better to have someone tell you that your breath stinks and it does, or to think it does and it doesn't?
That's so easy. To think it does and it doesn't.
Right, but all day, like, you're not talking and you're like, but like you still think that it happened. Like you never find out. Like you just think that you've been having bad breath. Or like you thought you had
Is it a continuous, like you keep brushing and you just can't have good breath?
No, you at the end of the day, you somehow think that you found out that your breath had stunk all day. But it's not true.
I'm still going with that one. Know. I'm still going with that one.
Even because you'd rather suffer internally. I'm still going with that one. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
I don't like to put my pains on other people.
Would you tell someone if they have bad breath? Most of the time I don't.
I usually don't. Because I would have to be real close with the person.
Yeah. I would expect you to tell me. I would expect you to tell me.
Well, there's certain things that, like, your best friends, like, they need to tell you. Like, booger in the nose.
Yeah.
Something in your teeth.
Yeah.
Bad breath. Mm-hmm. Earwax.
Earwax. Ooh.
Just that's things rough. Like that. Tag up. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you expect, like, someone you're really close with to do for you and to
say. Take care of you there.
Would society be better if we did that, or would it be worse?
Better.
I think it would be better.
Totally better.
But would it cause more arguments?
Yeah. 100%. I think people would
it
really
lead
upset.
People to be happier?
I think if everyone could accept the criticism, you know?
It's like telling someone they smell. Like B.O.
Yeah. I think you should be able to say that too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, dude, you smell.
Like, you stink.
But we're like such hypocrites with that right now, because there are some things that you just don't say to people to protect their feelings.
Yeah. Oh, that's the only reason I would.
Because then things, yeah. If they don't accept what you say, then things are awkward. And if it's someone you see often, but you're not super close with, then it's just not worth it.
Yeah. Well, then I feel like then you're putting strain on the relationship somehow.
You are.
And you're looking out for them, really. You are.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, yeah.
Would you tell me if I had BO?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. I would tell you.
If you smelled, I would tell you. 100% I would tell you.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I found the other day that this comes up because I was like going to bed. Mm-hmm. Or no, I wasn't going to bed because I would have brushed my teeth. Right. But it was at some point in the day, I went, and I, not on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And it scared me.
It happens. So I wear retainers because I got like my teeth aligned. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And they wreak havoc on your breath. I mean, like.
Yeah, they stink.
They smell and it sucks because then your mouth feels like death in the morning and you got to brush for like 3 times the normal length of time that you would brush.
I have a hack for this.
Really?
Brush them.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Clean the retainers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They still stink?
Well, I mean, they eventually do. It's
You just got to remember to keep
it. It's just like cleaning them all the time.
But like the halfway through where you're like, okay, it's been a couple days or something. And it's like, oh. I gotta brush them.
I feel like disgusting. Yeah.
No, they'll fuck you up. I didn't know this, by the way. Cassie had to tell me, and I was like, "They stink so bad. Why do they stink?" And she's like, "You brush them." And I went, "What?" And it was very far into my treatment, which, by the way, got fucked up. Do you see the space between my front two teeth?
No, I don't. You have something in your teeth right now.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
You do. You actually do.
Did I really?
Where? Yeah. So yeah, right where your fingernail was.
Right here.
Yep. Yep.
That's where I always get stuck.
Yeah. Wow,
look at that.
Yeah, what is that? Was that a red pepper flake?
It is red.
I think it's a red pepper flake.
I didn't eat anything red, so I'm a little nervous.
Well, did someone spike your food?
You were the only one here.
Yeah, we're not home. Sorry,
somebody was ringing the bell.
There's a bell ring. Okay, so do you want to get into some news?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some news. The biggest news, of course, this is something that everyone's talking about right now. Everyone's posting about it. It happens every single year. Spotify Wrapped.
Spotify Wrapped.
That was good rap.
Thank you.
That was a great rap.
I'm glad you noticed. That's what I was doing.
And mine's not surprising at all, but let's first talk about Just One Ferns.
Yeah, yeah. So,
so we're up 66% of followers. So we have way more followers on, Spotify. Thank you. The thing is, I always like our show on Spotify. I forget about it because I'm so focused on YouTube.
It's all I think of. I
forget that people actually listen to us on Spotify too. So thank you to everyone who listens to us on Spotify. There are things that we do like in person that are way super funny. So you should go over to YouTube and subscribe as well. But
if you only can listen like. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, thank you for hanging out.
So yeah, it was really great. We did 28 episodes in 2022, and that's like minus the 3 months that we took off. So like 28 episodes, still a lot.
Yeah. How many did we do the year before? Do you remember?
Probably. I think. I know that if we were on track, I did the math back in August. Mm-hmm. If we were on track and we just kept going, we would have done our 100th episode in February. So I think we probably did like at least 50 something last year because there's 52 weeks. And I think we only missed like one or two the first year we did it.
Yeah. We got fucked with these 3 months
Yeah. It's crazy. But hopefully we don't get back to that. But yeah, I think that it is a good wrap.
That's a great wrap.
Granted what has happened this year.
Yeah,
so,
given what happened.
I think it worked out well. So thank you all for listening. Yeah, there's apparently two other countries that people listen to. They didn't tell me what countries.
They didn't?
No, it said your biggest one was the US. And I was like, fucking no shit, dude. But where are the other ones? So I know. They didn't tell me.
What would you guess? What would you guess?
I'm going to guess Canada.
Canada? Okay,
and,
cool.
And Sweden.
Sweden. That's a good guess.
Or Norway. Like up there.
I'm hoping, here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping Burma.
Mm.
Wait, Myanmar?
Sure.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I was talking to somebody and I pronounced it and like they hard corrected me. Oof. Then we're just like, oh, I think it's this. They went, no, it's this. Do you mean this?
I don't see.
I'm like, no, I didn't really.
You know what's funny? I'm someone who, if I know something is correct and you're wrong, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to be like, no, you're wrong, like in a social scenario. On this podcast with you, I will do that.
Well, yeah.
But if it's like with someone else, I'll be like, well, I think it's this. And then I'll like look it up and be like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, yeah, right,
I'll
right,
like
right.
fake it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know. No,
but
you
I
know
I'm right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like, no, you're wrong.
Right.
You
don't want someone to do that to you because it's humiliating. Mm-hmm. But you want to prove that you're right as well. So it's like that battle.
Yeah. Have you ever had it where like somebody's like, really wrong about something, but it's embarrassing how wrong they are. So you're like,
you just let it ride.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not gonna say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I've done that before.
And it's then like you,
when
you
have,
try.
It's like when you have a political conversation.
Yeah, it's usually like, political for sure. Oh, that's not the statistic. That's not right.
That's not correct.
Oh no, those are people you're talking about. No, those they exist actually.
Oh, God,
they're breathing right now.
It's the worst. But yeah, Spotify Wrapped for Just One Fern was really great. So thank you all for listening. What day is it? This is going to come out. So this is going to come out the 5th. The 7th, I believe, is our 2-year anniversary of Just One Fern.
Really?
I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's the 7th.
Hey, happy 2 years.
Happy 2 years.
Well done. Well done. We're shaking hands for those on who are listening.
This is going to be our thumbnail.
Look uncomfortable.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening. Keep listening. I think things are going to be really good this year. I'm excited. Yeah. I've set goals for us and myself. So,
honestly, I mean, if you want to invest, now's the time.
Now's the time. We're going to blow up. We're skyrocketing to the moon. But things are going well. Things are going well. Now, music, Spotify Wrapped. I think I love when people share it.
I think it's fun.
I used to not like it.
No,
now
why not?
I love it.
What changed?
I don't know why I didn't like it. Something felt off about it to me. I was like, why are people sharing this? It kind of felt weird, but now I just like it. It's nice. Be like, oh, someone was enjoying this, or like I had this like in common with someone else, or like, oh, this person really liked this song. I wonder why they like this song. And it like brings me to go listen to new things. I was much more closed-minded at one point.
You go, much more you listen to this?
Yeah, right.
But it's cool, though, because then you go, oh, I didn't know this person like this.
Exactly.
This artist
so
much. Yeah.
It's very cool. But I was in the 0.05% top percent of John Bellion listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's because I, like, deep dove into his albums this year. Just, like, all I listened to just over and over again was,
dude, I love doing that. Yeah, like you, like you start listening to an artist, or like there's an artist you already like, and you're like, I should listen to more of their stuff. Yeah. And it consumes you.
It's nice. I like it.
It is the best thing.
It's fun. It's just fun. I like it. But yeah, that was my top one.
But I didn't realize you were such a big fan. That's cool.
Well, I became a big fan. I wasn't before, but I became a big fan. But yeah, John Bellion was my number one. And then Cody Fry was number two. Mm-hmm. Corey Wong was number three. Harry Styles was four. Shocked me.
Wow.
I didn't expect him to be four. I did listen to his album a lot, so that makes sense.
It's really good.
And As It was just, when that was a single, was awesome. And then five was AJR, of course. But yeah. which is shocking, because I didn't really enjoy a lot of their music they put out this year.
Really?
AJR's, yeah. But
okay, you said you were disappointed with
that. But I'm a ride or die fan, so
you gotta listen
I
to
stick
that.
With. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I always feel like with an artist I like, if I don't like an album or like something they come out with, I still listen to it a lot just to be sure.
Right, right.
Be like, I trust them as a musician, yeah. And I want to make like sure JT's that I'm not fucking
album.
Up.
Right. It's like JT's last album I didn't like.
Was it the country one?
It wasn't country. It had like country features on it.
That's what I'm thinking of.
But it was just, there were a few good songs, but it altogether it wasn't great. But his next project, I can't wait. He's teaming up with Pharrell and Timbaland again, and they did his first two albums together.
Oh, sick. So it's going to be awesome.
I'm excited.
It'll be cool.
I feel like it might be like one of his lasts too.
Do you think he's going to stop making music?
No, I don't think he'll stop making music, but I think it's going to be more time in between albums.
Yep.
Cuz it's been a while. I mean, the last one came out in beginning of 2018.
Damn. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, so it's like almost He's getting old in January, now. So it's almost 5 years since the past. He's old. Yeah, he's like almost 40.
Yeah. Yeah, that's getting to that. That's the age.
That's old, people.
It is old.
Just saying. But yeah, so that's a Spotify wrap for me. Those are my top artists.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't use Spotify.
And that's the next point, my friends. Thank you for saying that. Apple Music sucks.
Go fuck yourself.
If you have Apple Music, you're a piece of shit and you don't deserve to listen to music.
I completely disagree. And by the way, Apple Music does make one.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Does it look as good?
Yeah.
Well, they should do better. And here's the thing. You know, it's actually funny. I'm an Apple slut.
Yeah. I don't know why you're so Spotify.
And I get Apple Music for free.
Yeah.
And I don't use it.
That's so dumb.
Because Spotify's
so
better.
Dumb. Spotify is just better. Isn't better.
It's just.
Give me one reason why Spotify is better.
Spotify Wrapped.
Apple Wrapped.
There's no. Apple Wrapped? Sounds like you're on a diet.
Well, yeah, if you eat half of the apple and you want to save the rest for later.
No, I'm talking about it. You slice up the apple, and you put it in a wrap.
Oh, and like a wrap, an apple
yeah,
wrap. Wrap.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Or maybe some, I don't know,
with
some
peanut butter.
Pie. That sounds good. That sounds delicious. Maybe some caramel drizzle.
Caramel
that's not diet.
Well, no, we need.
That's going too far. It's going too far.
Yeah,
but no,
good.
Apple Music sucks.
It doesn't.
They do have more low end.
Do they have more low end?
Yeah, shockingly, true? my friend told me about that. But they have more low end in there. I don't know how.
That is weird. It's just a weird thing to have. But they also have lossless.
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
Lossless?
You plebeian.
Loss.
They have lossless audio.
Lossless?
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
No.
No. Of course you don't. You use Spotify.
You dumb idiot. I do use Spotify.
You dumb idiot.
No, I'm not a dumb idiot. Yeah, let's.
So lossless is FLAC files. So they have uncompressed audio from a lot of like major popular albums and singles. So they'll get a higher quality form of the audio file.
Is that more money?
Nope. Comes right with it. And you can choose to turn it on or off.
Why? Like why?
Sounds better.
Why do you need it?
So you're not listening to like, you know, like MP3s,
but it's still coming. Like unless you're listening to it like on a nice speaker, you're still listening through like AirPods.
Makes a difference. Hmm. You're trying to undersell it. It's pretty cool.
I'm for sure underselling it.
It's pretty cool.
I also like green things.
I'll give you that.
Spotify's green.
I like Spotify's color palette. However, I do think that Apple's looks pretty fresh, pretty clean.
Apple usually looks very clean and
very
fresh.
Very clean.
But they got to get rid of that salmon. Color.
I don't mind the salmon color.
Not a big fan of the salmon color. They should go blue. Just go like the app store.
I'd be into that. I'd like that a lot, actually. I'd be into Blue.
But no, it's just not as good. And Spotify has just been like, it has all my stuff. It's also too late to switch now.
It is too late. It is,
I don't know. I just like Spotify better. Sorry. I like the way it looks. I like its setup better.
That's fair. And once you're used to one, mm-hmm. it tends to make sense.
Yeah. But if you listen to on anything else, you're a psycho. If you listen to like Amazon Music,
Tidal,
fucking get out of here.
I saw one of the guys who's training me for my new job. Mm-hmm. He's sharing a screen. And he had Tidal and he quickly closed it. I'm like, yeah, that's right. You should be embarrassed.
You should be so embarrassed. If you're doing Tidal, then you're just a Beyonce fan. You must like love Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just their platform.
And that's disgusting.
And their music's on everything else that's too. Disgusting. So it's not even like, it doesn't even matter. It's
disgusting.
Yeah, they're both fuck very Apple artists. Music. Let us know in the comments if you're pro Apple Music or anti Apple Music.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's do. Let's get in. You have a pitch, real quick.
Yes, terrible.
It's getting late. It's getting late. We'll wrap it up with a nice pitch.
Okay. I would like to say that I'm gonna give you a larger pitch. I'm gonna give you a very large pitch.
Broad. Okay.
But this is. I'm gonna read you all that I have written down.
Okay.
And then give me your initial thoughts.
Okay. I'm locked in.
The Ass Wiper 3000.
I'm already in.
Yeah?
I'm already in. Ground floor, I'm in.
Thank you. So this is a technology that would take up...
It's a technology, not a person.
Did you think it was like somebody you hired to wipe your ass?
But you said it. It's technology, meaning what else is there? A human to wipe your ass for you?
It could be. This is a groundbreaking technology.
Okay.
That doesn't replace the toilet, but it replaces the toilet paper. No need for toilet paper, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, explain.
So the way it works is you'd need a secondary space in your bathroom. This is mostly for the elite, but eventually it could be worked into lower class domiciles.
Okay.
And what it would be is, do you know what a sawhorse looks like?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So you would straddle this thing. It looks kind of like a sawhorse, only it's kind of tilted at an angle.
You're straddling the saw. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a beam, and it's tilted at like a 60-degree angle.
Okay.
Okay. And what it is instead of being made of just wood, is it has it's like plushy, on the inside. It's very soft, but on the outside, it's wrapped in something very similar to wet wipes.
Okay.
What you do is you bend over, you lean back, you press the button, and then you let it do its work. What it does, Aaron, and if you'll follow me, sharks, are you listening? Sharks?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sharks? The Ass Wiper 3000, once you turn it on, starts running like a treadmill on your ass. It goes slow, but importantly, soft and wet.
So soft this is, and wet, that's huge.
And here,
that's huge.
You know what else is huge? Is the fact that you lean back into it means that you get to decide how much pressure you want to apply.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
You can lean forward
you're
if you
charge,
want.
You're in charge, yeah.
But then the, and
what if you're elderly?
Well, see, it comes with the patented Ass Wiper 3000 safety bar, which you can attach to the other wall. You hold onto it as you lean your ass back into the ass wiper.
That's good. It's a handicap...
handicap accessible.
Handicap accessible, wow.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
And... So what happens with the wipes, that's probably what you're wondering.
And it's hands-free?
It is hands-free. You don't have to, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to wash your hands. You should.
You should.
You don't have to, really.
Wow.
So it goes up the conveyor belt treadmill thing. And
wait,
because it's at
up?
An angle, yeah, it goes up.
Up and backwards.
Up and backwards.
Up and back. Okay.
For the ladies, you know, you got to wipe front to back. Come on, think about it. Right. Come on, Aaron.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we thinking? And then it goes up, and then as it goes up, it goes over the tip, and it falls into a trash dispenser.
What?
Well, okay, maybe. How about this? We make them flushable. We make them flushable, and they can go right into the toilet.
Sure, sure. Maybe I'm a little confused on the end of the pitch here. Where's it going? Because if it ends up in a trash bin, you just got trash full of poopy wipes.
Yeah,
that's gonna stink real
well,
bad.
Well, no, see, it would be its own container. It'd be kind of like a kitty litter. but for people.
Or what if it just goes straight, like straight outside?
Sharks, are you listening?
Go ahead. Goes straight, so like wipes, right? Goes mm-hmm. through the wall.
Yep.
And then like a laundry chute into its own container where then they bring that somewhere to biodegrade.
Ooh, it's biodegradable.
Of course. Well, it has to be.
No, and listen to this. Yeah. The wipes are made from nutrient-rich fertilizer.
Ooh, oh.
Soil.
So it's just poop on poop?
It's poop on poop.
This is great. This is perfect.
Have you ever wiped your ass with poop?
No, I haven't.
Well, get ready to
we
it.
We all have.
Sharks,
let's be honest.
I'm asking you to invest $63 million into this product. We're going to put it in every Lipton tea headquarters in the world. We're going to put it into every Hilton spa hotel.
We're gonna, Lipton, every Lipton tea.
We're going to put it, we're going to put it in, we're going to put it in,
Lincoln Center.
We're going to have Timothy Chalamet on the, mm-hmm. on the fucking commercials. Yes. And he's going to make this face.
Yeah. I listen, this is a great pitch.
Thank you.
You said it's bad. You say it's bad every time and then it's always good.
Well, that's the thing is, remember how we were talking
you're
earlier
too down
about,
on yourself.
About what people think of you? Yeah,
you're
thinking
down.
Too much of
you're
what people
down
think
down
of
on
you.
Yourself. This is why I bring you up.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I lift you up like a baby, like you're my Simba and I'm your Rafiki.
Shut up.
That's all we got for today. Thank you guys for listening. Please follow us on all social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and we will see you next week.